Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever thought about how many times a day you have the opportunity to give? You know, we both could do it, but I'm just going to describe some of my giving today.
Okay.
Or on a normal day.
Exactly.
And this is not to puff me or us up, but to give you perhaps a new perspective on how to look at giving. You and I will invest our time to write and deliver the teachings for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast and to share what the Lord has stirred in us.
Amen.
We answer a number of emails and texts from partners and letters, phone calls, or we sow encouragement to them in the midst of their battles.
Maybe less on Sunday, but yeah, every other day.
Every other day. It's true. You know, we answer emails and we just do it. And when we read the emails and the letters and respond to the phone calls, we pray for folks every day.
Yes, we do that
every day. Who dial into this Rich Thoughts for Breakfast call. You know, I have invested time in a man who just led his first person to the Lord. His enthusiasm was contagious.
That's wonderful.
I spoke an encouraging word to my doctor and his nurses. I called someone who was going through what I'd just been through medically to offer them advice and pray with them. Gave a time to text and chat with a number of people, encouraging them in their most holy faith. And that includes some pastors. We give generous tips to our servers in restaurant.
As we told you
a couple of days ago, we even prayed over one that was about to have a baby.
That's right.
The vast majority of the opportunities that we have to give each day does not involve money, but they involve time, which is our life. Ever when we bless others or sow into the kingdom of God with the resources that have been entrusted to us, something supernatural begins to take place. Ephesians 6:8 tells us that whatever good thing we cause to happen to someone else, that God will do it for us. Make no mistake, God brings us opportunities to give every day.
So true. And you know, honey, if you want to advance into financial success, you need to keep an eye out and look for opportunities to give. There are countless ways to invest our time, our energy, our finances in doing so. You know, as we do this, God brings true reward. I mean, true reward back into you. In Matthew 26, we see where a woman who took advantage of the opportunity that came in her path. She was serious about her giving. She did not waver, change her mind, or begin to compromise and rethink her position on giving. This woman was determined to seize her chance to give and brought a significant, very significant, I should add, gift to Jesus. So significant, in fact, that it was valued at 1 year's wages.
Wow.
She did not hesitate, for her chance may have not come again. She gave even though others around her considered her gift a waste or, you know, too extravagant, but she poured it out on Jesus' feet. When questioned, Jesus actually applauded the woman for the present because of her significance in the way the gift was given. Her gift was significant in God's eyes because she sowed abundantly. It created not only a memorial in Scripture, but she earned an eternal place in heaven too. God judges a gift to be significant. A gift doesn't always mean a great amount. If it's significant to you, then it's significant to God. The woman who gave only the two mites gave a significant gift. Scripture tells us in Ecclesiastes 11:1-14, when we look for opportunities to give, we are casting our bread upon the water. We sow seed to reap a harvest that comes later. If calamity comes, we can call on this seed and receive a harvest regardless of what's happening around us. This is our opportunity to give, and it begins with giving back to God what He's entrusted for our care and our stewardship. Really, first, the tithe.
You know, honey, I remember one Sunday morning, a pastor was encouraging his congregation to begin tithing by giving their 10%. He said, give your 10% and watch God open the windows of heaven, he declared. From the back of the room, a church member muttered, I think a tithe should only be 5%. Nope, retorted the pastor. God doesn't do windows for 5%.
Good retort, anyway.
It is. In understanding the principle of tithing, it will become very clear who your God really is. A look at your checkbook register will reveal just whom you worship, who comes first in your life. God sets the plan, and tithing's a part of that plan. It's a part so that we may prosper and have enough money for the things we need. In fact, God wants us not just to have enough, but more than enough. However, tithing is an act of worship and displays where our true devotion lies.
You know, honey, in Psalm 96:8, it says this. I had trouble getting that out. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
You know, honey, as I was kind of typing this verse out, I remembered hearing someone say that the offering was our praise. Now that sounds nice, even spiritual, but it's not scriptural. The word offering is a Hebrew word, H4503, and according to Strong's Concordance, listen to this. It means gift, tribute, offering, present, oblation, sacrifice, meat offering. The word offering is used 211 times in 194 verses in the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Version of the Bible. And it is never translated as the word praise. So it's very clear that our worship of the Lord is much more than praise on our lips and in our hearts. It's also what we bring to Him in our hands. Exodus 34:20. Read that, baby.
But the firstling of the ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then thou shalt break his neck. All the firstborns of thy son thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. Look at the way it's said in the New Living Translation. Honey, it says, no one may appear before me without an offering. And the Contemporary English Version says, bring an offering every time you come to worship. The word said that we're to bring an offering every time we come and worship. We didn't make this up. It's in the book. Do you think that God knows your financial situation? Do you think that the word of God is conditional based on what you're going through at the moment? Make no mistake about it. God understands everything about our situations right now and the days to come, and which is why He instructs us not to come before Him empty-handed. He's the one who knows and directs. He knows what's coming up and what we need to sow. For some people, giving is difficult because they perceive giving as a loss. But those of us who understand God's principles, giving is not so hard because we realize that it is sowing into our future for a harvest.
Amen.
It's important to realize God is giving us opportunities to give on a daily basis. 1 Chronicles 16:29 says, give unto the Lord the glory due his name, bring an offering and come before him, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
You know, honey, some people can't understand or believe that God would do this, so they ignore the word. It's important for every believer to understand that worship is an offering. Worship is giving. One of the fundamental things that every believer needs to understand is that our money is our life. We give 40 hours a week in exchange for a paycheck. In other words, we're trading our lives in exchange for money. So in essence, when we give money, we're giving of ourselves. It's worship. If we withhold money, our tithes and offerings, we're withholding ourselves from worshiping God. It's just that simple.
Here's another final scripture. In Psalm 116:13 in the New Reader's International Version, it says, I will bring an offering of wine to the Lord and thank him for saving me. I will worship him.
Hallelujah. Think about this question. If giving is an act of worship, and we come before God empty-handed, then aren't we withholding ourselves from him? In fact, not only are we withholding ourselves, but we're robbing God in the process. Walking in God's biblical economic system has its rewards, obviously, but it also has conditions. If we want to receive God's very best and be blessed in our finances, we must make him our first priority. We cannot make a deal with God. You can't make a deal with God that you'll pay him next month or next bonus or when all the bills are paid off. If we want to enjoy the full blessing, we must begin to give God 10% of all we have and watch as the windows of heaven open on our behalf. God gives us opportunities every day to give, but we must take advantage of them. It's the only way to activate the principles of seed time and harvest.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, for sure.
This is Sunday, baby.
Yes, it is.
Tonight at 6 p.m., we got Sunday Night Live. It's going to make you shout.
That's right. It's going to be good.
Do you like that? Shout.
Yes.
It'll be good. Make sure you join us tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, for Sunday Night Live. Go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says Join Harold and Beth.
That's it.
And you'll be blessed.
And connected.
Absolutely. So until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, or every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.